Alt 1023,
Fort Wayne's alternative,
presents Alt Up Close, powered by Sweetwater Studios. Sweetwater is all about the joy of music, making it, listening to it, and seeing it performed live. Sweetwater is there for you, helping you make music, enjoy your favorite concert, and making memories. Visit off I-69 in Fort Wayne or online at sweetwaterstudios.com. And now, Alt Up Close.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Alt Up Close Zoom session powered by Sweetwater Studios. And I'm Zach from Alt 1023. I'm very excited for this one today. I love this band. The first time I heard them, I'm like, whoa. Actually, I first heard them through some friends overseas. And they said, you got to check out this band. They're awesome. And I did. And I love it. And I'm so glad that Fire For You has taken off. Please welcome Columbia Records recording artist Cannons.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
All right. So we have Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Paul.
Yep.
And Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, there's several things I want to talk to you about, but before we do that, let's do a tune. All right?
Sure.
Let's do it. It's Cannons. It's Alt Up Close, powered by Sweetwater Studios.
Thank you.
It's Cannons. It's Alt Up Close, powered by Sweetwater Studios. And I love that, guys. Sounded great. I want to begin with kind of the history of the band. I know you guys are from Los Angeles. You came together in SoCal. Talk about the history of Cannons and when you all came together.
Well, it started with Ryan and Paul, if you want to tell them your little backstory.
You're just going to throw it onto me? Yeah. I talk too much. I talk way too much.
Well, okay, so Ryan and Paul grew up on the same street, and they've been making music together since they were pretty young. And I moved out here 7 years ago and happened to connect with Ryan over Craigslist. And we started working on some songs before we all met in person. They sounded great. And then we were like, okay, let's keep this thing going. And we met up and started the Cannons.
That is awesome. You know, there's so many bands that I've talked to with these Alt Up Closes. And it's amazing how many of them met on Craigslist.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What? Numerous. Normal thing back then.
Yeah, it's like, I think most of them actually, I'll say, how'd you meet? Oh, Craigslist. So
I don't know how to start a band without Craigslist.
Yeah. Let's talk about Fire For You, which is just absolutely huge. It's blowing up. People love it. The video is awesome with the whole roller skating thing. First of all, we'll get to the video in a second. Talk about the song itself. I know it's kind of a... It really kind of pulls at you, but it also, Michelle, tell the story about Fire For You and what it kind of means.
It was something that was lyrically written during a breakup for me. So it was a cathartic experience just getting through a tough time. And I just did write those lyrics and sing them out in my room late at night when I was super sad. And I don't know. That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
At least you can laugh about it now.
Yeah. I got through it with that song.
And the video is a direct representation of the lyrics as well, and kind of like what Michelle was going through at that period in time, where like Paul and I play her groomsmen, and we're kind of like picking her up and taking her out of her bad situation, and she kind of transcends into this, you know, this roller skating vibe and everything, so... Yeah, it came out really great. We're really happy with it.
The album, talk about that a little bit. So many great songs on Shadows. I mean, I could mention, what, Baby, Talk Talk. Talk about the album and the songs. I mean, is it a case where, you know, somebody like Michelle, you write the lyrics and then the guys come in? And who starts with what? Do you have the music and then the lyrics come later? How does that work?
Yeah, usually the music and then the lyrics come later. So it'll usually start with something on guitar with Ryan, or, you know, Paul come up with something, and then between the two of them, they start getting something together that they send, you know, to me to come up with.
The sound you have, it's the whole vibe of the thing. It's I think I've said it on the air, it's almost, it's sultry, but it's like got this message, and then there's like this kind of, hey, the friends are going to be there for you in the end, and I don't know, it's just such a great song. But the whole album is great, top to bottom, and I recommend people should check that out. And if you haven't seen the video, we've talked about it, go see that Fire For You video, which is excellent. Let's talk about some influences, because I can hear certain things. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of good. I noticed that you guys listen to Depeche Mode and stuff. I saw that in one of the pictures. Who do you like? Influences.
Definitely a lot of 80s stuff, like Depeche Mode, New Order, but also some stuff like Chic.
I have like no limit to my references or my influences at all. Like it's just like 80s, 90s, current stuff, world music, doesn't matter. I feel like if it's a good song and it can like literally just be written on anything despite its production, then I'm on board with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. It's like good music is timeless. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, and I could listen to stuff. I love so much new music, but yet I can go back and, you know, I'll pull out the Mamas and Papas or something. And
oh, yeah.
I'll go to the Beatles or the Doors or whatever. But yeah, it's all good, man. Good music's good music. And you guys certainly have it. It has to feel good. Do you feel the momentum? Do you feel it?
Yeah.
You know, it's got to feel great, right?
Totally. Yeah, it feels wonderful. It's just weird because we're really not able to play live right now. And we have such a, you know, a powerful song that a lot of people like, and we're stuck at home.
Yeah, which takes, and hopefully sooner than later, we can all get out and do some, you know, the experience of going to a show, but you guys also performing. I mean, I can't wait for the times where we can have some live music again.
I can't wait either.
We're all ready for that. We're all ready for that. Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, let's do some more tunes. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
Right on. It's Cannons on Alt Up Close.
I
It's Cannons on Alt Up Close, powered by Sweetwater Studios. It's Michelle, Paul, and Ryan from Cannons. And where can everybody find you guys? I know most of your fans already know where you're at on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're at. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, so we're the same handle on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Cannons the Band, and Facebook. Follow us on all those platforms.
Check out our YouTube channel, which has some covers coming soon.
Can you share what the covers might be, or is that top secret?
I don't know if it's top secret. Maybe we want it to be a little bit of a surprise, but we do have, you know, our last cover, our first and only last cover was Golden by Harry Styles.
Oh, right on.
And I think the goal is to just try to do one a month.
Check them out. Love them. They're great. It's Cannons. And thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for checking out Alt Up Close, powered by Sweetwater Studios. Take care.
Thanks for stopping by for another exclusive Alt Up Close session. Become an Alt Insider at alt1023fm.com for your chance to attend future Alt Up Close performances at Sweetwater Studios, providing local musicians and artists access to world-class recording studios right here in Fort Wayne. Learn more about Sweetwater's story and tell your story at sweetwaterstudios.com.